Here in America, a lot of people shop at Costco, and for good reason. For many years, Costco has been offering very good deals on food items which can be purchased in bulk. And with their house brand, Kirkland items in particular, known for their high quality and great value for the money. But what if I told you that really soon, that's all going to be just a very pleasant memory, because Costco is in big trouble. Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. One of the few perks of getting older is having hindsight, simply by virtue of the fact that you've seen a lot, which in turn means you don't need a weatherman to tell you which way the wind blows, something the latest generation apparently has a hard time with. Although I am impressed by the fact that somehow they are still able to wipe their ass, because there's no app for that. Take, for example, the demise of Sears. Like many millions of other people of my generation, I shopped at Sears, and although personally I prefer Montgomery Ward's, Sears was the place to go, because basically, Sears had it all. That was, until it didn't. You see, if you told someone back in 2006 or 2008 that Sears was going to go completely belly up in about a decade, they would have laughed at you, because you're obviously crazy. And that's what happened to me. Back around 2008, and this is especially ironic considering that Sears' best year was 2011, I was the crazy guy running around telling everyone that within 10 years, Sears would be finished. Sears filed for bankruptcy in 2018. The reason I'm telling you all this is I believe all signs point to the very same thing happening to Costco, but for very different reasons than Sears. Up until this point, Costco's business model has obviously worked very well. But that business model is predicated on functional and sustainable resource allocation. To put this another way in non-business jargon, Costco's huge bulk purchasing power, which is how we get good quality relatively cheap, becomes powerless when there is simply nothing to buy. Let me give you a short rundown of some of the things Costco has quietly eliminated. Some of them are a bit old and were really loved. Some are recent, but here they are. At the food court, sauerkraut for your hot dogs, Polish hot dogs, diced onion dispenser, the metal box that had a crank on the side to dispense the onions, remember? The all-berry smoothie, replaced with the banana strawberry smoothie that has added sugar, and most recently, relish. That's right, a multi-billion dollar company can't source fucking relish. All of those food court items are gone, and it didn't happen overnight. About a year ago, I noticed when two food items disappeared that I had bought for years, the Kirkland Brazil nuts and the Kirkland sliced roast beef for making sandwiches. They still have the Kirkland sliced ham and turkey, but not the beef, and it's been that way for almost a year. But this is only the beginning of the end. You're going to notice by the middle of this year, around 15 more Kirkland brand products that had been staples for years are going to be gone. Now, Costco, of course, sells a lot more than just food items. But on a per dollar basis, Costco's real bread and butter, if you're not counting membership sales, is its food and food-related products. It's not just a place for families with several children trying to save money any way they can, but restaurant business owners that buy not only large quantities of meats, but burger rolls, hot dog rolls, paper plates, napkins, plasticware, etc. All of those things, to one extent or another, are all interconnected. But it all starts with the food. And if the primary staples are not there, and being there reliably, eventually, Costco will go under. And once it becomes really noticeable that that's taking place, Costco will go under surprisingly quickly. So just think about this for a moment. If Costco can't source the foodstuffs that we all want and need, or at least be able to do so at the prices we have become accustomed to, what the hell are we going to do? I can tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do without, and it's not going to be a pretty picture. Now, I'm not saying Costco is going out of business in 6 months, but let's just say that in another 6 years, the writing will definitely be on the wall. Every time I speak to a Costco management person about a product they had forever and is now gone, I basically get the same answer: supply chain issues. And that's a reasonable answer. At least it was a few years ago, back during the pandemic. But I've come to the conclusion that those supply chain issues are actually something far deeper and much more critical than I'm being told. When I recently asked a management person about the Kirkland Signature sliced roast beef, for example, I was told supply chain issues. The same thing I was told more than 6 months ago when it disappeared. I'm going to finish this episode up by telling you the real and primary cause this is happening. For most of you, it's going to be something you definitely don't want to hear, but I feel it's true nonetheless. In 1960 America, the population was around 180 million. Today, it's almost 350 million, or almost double the population. And keep in mind, I'm only talking about America here, not the rest of the world, that also uses and needs all the resources of life, which includes water, shelter, and of course, food. When you put those simple realities in perspective, it doesn't take Albert fucking Einstein to figure out not only where we currently are, but why, and perhaps most importantly, where we can expect to be in the next decade. And if I'm correct with anything I'm saying here, Costco going out of business will be the least of our concerns. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.